Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. In his State of the Union address, President Biden struck a triumphant tone when it comes to China. Biden also issued a warning after the Air Force shot down an alleged Chinese surveillance balloon last week. More from NPR's John Ruwitch.
Biden highlighted U.S. investments in innovation and industry to compete with China, as well as in alliances to protect advanced technologies. He said he's willing to work with China where it advances U.S. interests and benefits the world.
But make no mistake about it. As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
Biden said democracies have grown stronger and autocracies weaker in the past 2 years, and he threw shade at Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one.
And he said the U.S. is in its strongest position in decades to compete with China. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
A frantic search continues in parts of Turkey and Syria, where an earthquake has claimed at least 7,700 lives. As NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports, the destruction is massive.
It's become clear that the damage is just much greater than any rescue teams can tackle. It feels utterly hopeless in there. You know, most of these were residential buildings, and the earthquake happened in the dead of night, so people were asleep. You can only imagine how many are inside those that are destroyed. And there's so many destroyed that it's just no way that rescue teams can get to all of them. I saw, you know, some rescue teams in official clothing on some buildings, some civilian volunteers, like we met these university students from another part of Turkey on others. But then also there's dazed residents or desperate relatives just trying to go through the rubble.
NPR's Ruth Sherlock reporting. It's rough times for Bed Bath & Beyond. The retail giant has closed more than 100 stores and is out of cash. But as NPR's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, the company has a new turnaround plan.
Bed Bath & Beyond is hoping to borrow its way from the brink of bankruptcy. The home furnishing superstore has already closed more than 100 locations and plans to close about 100 more in the next few weeks. Bed Bath & Beyond announced it will be selling new shares in the company in a last-ditch effort to raise about $1 billion to pay off outstanding loans and hopefully stay in business. It is a risky move. The company will have to convince investors that it is on the right track and has a profitable future. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.
Video communications firm Zoom has announced plans to lay off 15% of its workforce, or about 1,300 workers. Meanwhile, eBay says it'll cut 500 jobs, or about 4% of its workforce, this week. This is NPR News. Russia is warning the United States that it may expel American diplomats over the U.S. Embassy's criticism of the war in Ukraine on social media. NPR's Charles Maines has more from Moscow.
Russia's foreign ministry served notice to American Ambassador Lynn Tracy just 2 weeks into her new post, accusing the embassy of maliciously spreading inappropriate statements about the Russian leadership and false information about Russia's armed forces online. The ministry warned that U.S. diplomats caught conducting, quote, subversive activities through the embassy's social media accounts would be expelled. Russia has officially banned any information that contradicts the government line in Ukraine, including under a fake news law that carries a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. The U.S. embassy currently runs several social media accounts where it shares U.S. policy positions in support of Ukraine and openly criticizes the Russian war effort. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
U.S. taxpayers in 19 states are being urged to delay filing their 2022 returns pending further guidance. The IRS is trying to determine if a special tax refund or payment from their state to provide inflation relief last year should be taxed. New York Mayor Eric Adams has announced plans to crack down on landlords who allow illicit business activities on the properties they manage. Eviction notices have been sent to more than 400 smoke shops that are selling cannabis without a license. It's the latest effort to shut down illegal dispensaries that could undermine the state's legal cannabis market. U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also mixed. This is NPR News.